Anchorage police now have the authority to take down illegal campsites after a 12-hour notice period. And if no one is present, the officer may dispose of all items as abandoned waste. The Anchorage Assembly approved the ordinance Tuesday evening, but only after a lengthy discussion that began with a public hearing. 10 people spoke to the issue. Most had actually come for the public hearing on the sexual orientation proposal. But David Dunsworth said the short notice for the campsites had attracted his attention and concern.
This is not a solution. This isn't even really a band-aid to the problem. Why we have people illegally camping is because we have more homeless in the city than our city's support network is able to possibly deal with.
Others from the public pretty much agreed.
My name's Kenneth Anderson. I feel compelled to just ask you to be compassionate on the homeless. They need your compassion. They don't need to be bullied like this.
My name's Susan Klein, and I also didn't plan on speaking on this, but I saw it on the agenda. Personally, I think we should, instead of having illegal camping, make campsites for homeless.
Don Barnhart testified that he'd worked with the homeless for 10 years, and many were not involved with alcohol or drugs. He described a woman with 3 children who was discovered camped in a downtown alley. Some on the assembly wondered if they should delay action on the ordinance, at least until after a panel and public discussion on homelessness takes place this Friday. Others suggested waiting to September. Assemblymember Dan Coffey disagreed with delay. He said the 12-hour rule for illegal campsites was not directed at homeless families.
I believe one of the things we have a right to is our public facilities. I don't want to go to Campbell Park to play on that nice little ball field over there with my family and have to deal with the campers and the drunks and the bums laying around. I don't think it's appropriate. And this ordinance addresses a very small part of it. It allows enforcement and protection of public spaces.
That's what we're dealing with here with our homeless chronic inebriates. The foundation is addiction, but many of whom choose to live in those camps and live along those bike trails.
Anchorage Police Chief Rob Hewn had been brought forward to explain what portion of the city's homeless population the law was directed at and if it really was needed so quickly.
Right now, we have a public safety issue, and the public safety issue has to be dealt with. I need some tools in my toolbox for my officers to implement.
Hewn said that the 12 or 24 hours was not as important as simply establishing a set limit. The current situation was absorbing too much officer time.
A lot of times you get back to these camps, you've got to maneuver overland, find the camps. You find the camps, they're usually a mess, they're usually a health hazard. You got to stay there if you're going to tell the people to leave, and it takes time.
Chief Hewn said dealing with the city's illegal camps should not fall solely to his department.
If it's more than a public safety problem, it wants to be embraced as a social services, public health, and criminal justice problem, then we have to take step back and take a deep breath and commit to do something with the state. You got to partner with the state. This is a statewide problem. Most of the folks in these camps have only been in Anchorage for 1 or 2 years.
That step back in part takes place tomorrow, Friday, when the Anchorage Community Police Relations Task Force, the Alaska Native Justice Center, and the Municipality of Anchorage's Office of Equal Opportunity are holding a public forum and panel discussion on homelessness in Anchorage. The event takes place at the Fairview Recreation Center from noon to 2 p.m. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.